This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. The Lord has been speaking a phrase to me, keep yourself in the love of God. Today I ask all of our staff to listen as I shared what I had on my heart. It will be here today and the rest of this week. I want you to hear it and I want you to have it.
Man is a spirit. Stand up here. Now, how many of you can see her? No, you can't. Not at all. You see the house she lives in. She's a spirit. She's on the inside. She's looking out these beautiful blue eyes here. This is her earth suit, but you don't see her. She's a spirit. Now, she has a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and she lives in a body, but I can tell you, if she dropped dead right now, it'd just be her earth suit that dropped dead, not her.
That's right.
She'd go on to heaven and take her soul with her. Thank you, darling. But you got to know about the inward man. You have to know you're a spirit. And it's in your spirit that the love of God is shed abroad the moment you got born again. At your new birth, the old man died. He killed you. The Holy Ghost killed you. Yes, a good thing. And it's a really good thing. The Bible says we're dead. We're dead. But we're alive to Him. And at your new birth, that instant, how old were you when you got born again? 34 in the natural. But she got born again and started on eternity. Brand new baby on the inside. And on that end, in that little baby on the inside, I like to listen to little Isaac. We'll get him to talk about rockets one day, and he makes their sound. On the inside of her, wall to wall, Holy Ghost, God's love on the inside of her. She's got the kind of love that keeps her and keeps the devil away from her, that guards her. The day she's born again, she's got the love of God that keeps her.
Oh, amen.
And she can keep it.
Amen.
If she hears about it and knows how to work it, bless the Lord. Your heart is your spirit, and the love of God, I don't care how mean you are, how grumpy you are, if you're born again, you've got the love of God inside your heart.
Amen.
You might be keeping it a real well-kept secret. You might have wrapped it up so tight in that napkin and hidden it so deep in the earth, no one would ever even guess you're a Christian. But if you've truly been born again, it's in there. Enough to keep you safe from the devil. Next step, you have to know how the love of God behaves. You have to know how it manifests. Now, if you're going to be a keeper of the commandment and a keeper of the law, then you're going to have to be walking like this. When you walk like this, anything you say is going to come to pass. And the power is going to come up real high. So this is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Step 3 is know how the love of God manifests. Step 3A, buy an amplified Bible.
Yes.
Or step 3B, borrow your friends. Or look on this. We'll put this online. This tells you how love, the God kind of love, is behaving. And if you're behaving like this, then you're going to be walking in love. And if you're not behaving like this, you have stepped outside of love. Number one, love endures long and is patient and kind while it's enduring. You know, enduring, natural human love can endure. Nobody treats my mama, nobody takes care of mama but me. I'm the good one in the family. All the brothers and sisters, they're bad. And maybe you do take care of mama, but you're not very patient and kind while you're doing it. Patient. Love is patient. Brother Hagin said, you're always going to find one of these that you got to work on more than the others. And he said, with me, it's patience. He said, I get impatient with people because they won't do right. He knew to walk in love. He knew to walk in faith. He had people working for him that he sure wished they'd do it. Just think what we could do. Just think what we could do. Just think what we could get done.
As one.
With him. Hallelujah. Love is patient. Hallelujah. You can be patient with people. You're patient with your kids. Even natural human love. Be patient with their kids. Sometimes people are not. And love is kind. So, if you're kind, you're walking in love. If you're patient, you're walking in love. If you're enduring long and you're patient and kind, you're really walking in love. Hallelujah. Some people I know, like Rachel Tiefenthaler with Horace, I know Terry and Brenda and a few others of you. Maybe Barbara Joy, not sure. Horace was an alcoholic. And you know, sometimes love, you always walk in love, and sometimes love will demand a divorce. If the children are going to be beaten and there's going to be living with women and bringing things home to you and all kinds of stuff. But Wayne was already raised and she just chose to be stronger, and she pulled him over. So sometimes you have to put up with things. But if you're patient and kind, you win them over. She wasn't patient with the devil. Oh, no. Rachel was not patient with the devil. The Lord showed her two bulldogs with a rag between them. And he said, that's you and Horace. But if you'll hang on, you pull him over. And she did.
About 30 years.
About 30 years she hung on there. He loved her, but he was an alcoholic. Now, I'm not telling you have to stay with an alcoholic or leave an alcoholic. It's 1 Corinthians 7 tells you, you judge every situation in the light of love. And sometimes for your children's sake, you have to leave. So God will show you what to do. But your motive has to be that you'd walk in love. And if it's just to kind of in a home, if it's, oh my goodness, ladies. You just don't expect him to do every single thing to show you his love. You show him your love. Bless the Lord. No. I'll get to that later because I know because I was there. Love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. Do you get jealous? You get jealous because somebody gets something? I'll tell you what I see around Christian circles sometimes. People get jealous of a spiritual advancement. It used to be around Rhema, rampant. If somebody would, a student would get asked to speak or give a testimony, and others didn't, you know. But I think they grew up over it. But you don't get, you don't, you're not jealous. You're just not jealous. Bless the Lord. Love just isn't jealous. If you're jealous, if you're given to jealousy over your husband or over whatever else, I don't care, then you're not walking in love. You have to judge yourself. You have to keep yourself. Love is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. Pretty easily understood, don't you think? Love is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. Love is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. If you always have to have your way about everything, my way or the highway, then you are not walking in love. You have to consider others and their. I said to Gloria Copeland one time, Gloria, all these preachers know to walk in love. They preach it, but they don't do it. And I said, what do you think is wrong? And she said, selfishness. Just one word, selfishness. I went out to preach in West Texas one time. And the pastor told me, he said, I can get along with any preacher outside a radius of 50 miles. Now, do you know what that means? He's in competition with everyone within a 50-mile radius and can't get along with them. So I'm just going all through this. I'm telling you right now, I am sailing along the sea, the highway of love. Just simply there to take notes. Because I'm not jealous. I never was jealous. And I considered that I met all the others. I don't know if I did or not, but
pretty good.
You know, I mean, I never did say if Kent wanted to go out and get something or go out to eat, I never did say, well, we got to eat up where I say. We didn't get out that often, but let's say once a month.
You got a hamburger.
Yeah, once a month. Which hamburger place you want to go to? So I didn't have to have my own way about everything. I didn't. His mother had come rearrange our whole house. And, yep. And I learned how to just walk in love and say, well, that woman's got a better eye than I do. And she did. I learned a lot about walking in love with my mother-in-law. And you know what? I loved her. I love her to this day and learned a lot from her.
Shalom. What we gave today, what I shared with you today, is a part of something the Lord laid on my heart with the phrase, keep yourself in the love of God. I called all my staff together, every place where they are. We gave it on the Wednesday broadcast. You actually can get it on the archives. Watch the archives, June 18, 2014. But we're going to put it into CD and DVD for you who don't maybe do internet. And just ask for Keep Yourself in the Love of God. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's $5. Shalom.